fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, K. Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it. Phone numbers, you know them, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Now, did you get a chance to listen to the Fox News update at the top of the hour? Did you get a chance to hear where they said there shouldn't be a problem? Didn't they say, concerning Ebola, didn't they say the same thing? Didn't they say the same thing when the nurse went in with her hazmat suit on? And then you have the congressman saying, well, we really don't know what's going on, how she got Ebola. And as I was writing my attempt at literacy yesterday, entitled Remain Calm, All Is Well, based on the Kevin Bacon phrase in Animal House, you know, we could stop Ebola. We've stopped polio. We've cured some of the world's most deadliest diseases. But I think we've forgotten who we are. We are the United States of America. And today we seem to be trapped in the malaise of being a global entity, trapped in the malaise of being politically correct. And I'm sorry, let's just shut everything down. Sorry, you're coming in from West Africa. We're not going to let you come into this country. Now, we are taking people's temperature. And as Sean Hannity pointed out, you take three or four Advil, no big deal. But how would you like to be that nurse that was doing her job following the procedure, and then all of a sudden, boom, she's got the Ebola? That ain't good.
Really, your heart goes out to the poor nurse who's in the hospital this morning, not knowing what the future holds for her.
She doesn't know what the future holds for her. But don't worry, we've got it under control.
I do worry because you never can tell. Like, the last person that came into the U.S. that had it and didn't know he had it, he didn't even have a fever.
You know, I was in church yesterday on my way in, and some lady starts coughing. And I almost said, look, keep your darn germs to yourself, sister.
We will not let that happen to our guys. We'll make sure we're covered.
Yes, we're covered. Hazmat suits for everyone. In fact, going on sale today at KevinMillerShow.com, not to be confused with 580KIDO.com, buy two hazmat suits, get one free. I'm telling you, folks, start investing in hazmat suits for everyone. Soon they'll be fashionable, so you can have your blue, your pink, to go along with same-sex marriage being legalized here in Idaho, your pink hazmat suits. We're working on those right now at KevinMillerShow.com. Ever the entrepreneur, ever the industrialist, you hear him milling around there in the background. Our friend Dave Pezzo joins us now here at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, good morning to you, sir. And I guess last week you've had better weeks than the roller coaster that was.
You mean the markets had a better week? Personally, I had a great week.
Well, Dave Pezzo, you always have a good week, so we have to give you some type of angst.
I know.
We can't just tune in and go, oh, it's a wonderful life with your host, Dave Pezzo. We've got to give you some drama, some
Ebola. We have
cliffhangers. No, that's the Miller Show. But let's talk about the markets. 200, 300 points up, down. What's going on?
I do actually think that things like Ebola have a little bit of a negative weight on the market. They really do, you know, because it's just another thing to worry about. Overstated, perhaps, but another reason for traders right now to be bailing, because you do have all the global issues, including the fundamental issue, which is slower growth. So even though we're seeing some reasonable signs, more reasonable signs in Russia overnight or over the weekend, we still have got some serious issues around the world. So obviously the market is concerned about global growth. That's the big thing. And volatility is back. It's back with a capital V.
Well, you talked about this when you had Dr. Kevin Elko in at the Stickle Sky Center, and you said, look, we've had a good run, but now we will see the volatility. Is it because, you know, is it because of Ebola? Is it because of ISIS? Is it because of Russia? Is it all three that is influencing the volatility in the market?
All the above. You know, again, Ebola is more of this on the side type of thing. That's but when you have headlines and it's not under control, globally, it is a concern for people. But you remember SARS and the bird flu, all those other things that came
West Nile.
West Nile. Yeah. All those things that come and go. Especially SARS was one of those things that people were very, very nervous about, and it really caused, especially the Asian markets, to take a big, big hit. So disease can impact the markets. I'm not saying Ebola is to any major degree, but that's just one more thing on top of all these other things that you just talked about. And let's not forget what's going on with Russia, Ukraine, and Europe. But Europe, when I say that, is, you know, are they falling into recession? That's kind of the global concern right now.
So if I'm worried about my retirement fund right now, what do I do?
Nothing. Keep buying. Keep holding.
Keep buying, even though it lost, 3%, 2% in one day?
Which now means they're 3% less expensive than they were the day before. It means they're 3% less risky, by definition, than they were the day before. Kevin, the thing is nothing should change, even though we're having a perfectly normal correction. You can't be zigging and zagging. People have tried to time the market before. I'm just going to step aside. And then the market goes down 2, 3%. We've seen this so many times in the past 2, 3 years, where the market goes down 2, 3, 4%, maybe even 5%. At one point, I think we had a 6% correction. Everybody's sure we're going to get that 10% or bang, you know, within 2 weeks, it's back to all-time highs. And that is the way this market has been reacting. I think you just stick with it and quit worrying about it.
Well, one thing that we should be worrying about here at 580KIDO, and you've been talking about this for quite some time, is the impact of the Affordable Care Act. Here we are in October. We're seeing folks like our good friend Tea Party Bob losing his coverage. People across the country that have done nothing wrong, that have never been to a doctor in their life, all of a sudden, too risky, you're done, you're going to the exchange.
Right.
Forcing people to do this. We've been blessed because the president gave everybody a waiver last year.
Right.
The waiver wire is coming due. What are you hearing about this?
I've heard nothing. That's, you know, when I interviewed the governor here a couple weeks ago, that was one of the questions that I asked the governor is, what is this going to look like? I think I'm kind of plugged in. I know what
stuff
is going on.
Well, I hope you're plugged in.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things where you go, well, who do you ask if I don't know? And then, you know, so I asked the governor, I said, well, so what is my health care going to look like? And he said, people don't know. They still don't know. They're rewriting and rewriting and rewriting. We're up against the wire, and Kevin, we don't know what our health insurance is going to be next year. What I find amazing is that the media hasn't jumped on this at all. It's another story, but this is another election story, and it does not favor the Democrats at all. So I guess I answered my own question.
Right, but in all seriousness, though, when you have people losing their coverage, being forced into the exchange, and you have doctors' waits that have been happening again and again and again, you know, do the only people that make money off this are the big health conglomerates and the insurance companies?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's going to be it. I mean,
that wasn't what the theory, though, of this whole thing was at the beginning, right?
Well, it is to have a more centralized. I think it's without, you know, talking about a conspiracy theory here. There's no question that Obama wants a single payer plan, meaning the government. They want one single payer. They don't want any competition. They want the government to run everything. So this is the direction they're trying to head. So I'm not sure that you hop in bed with the government if you're one of these health insurance companies, and that you're going to, in the end, enjoy this particular ride. But right now, it's good for them.
It seems like they are expediting their demise along with the AARP and others, by endorsing this. And I think what the president did, and you know more about this than I would at 580KIDO, he had a vision, but to get the insurance companies on board, he had to give them something, which has allowed premiums to go up, and people just can't afford their insurance. So you're either going to go into the exchange if you can, or you're going to go into Social Security, or you're going to go into Medicaid or Medicare, and they're looking to expand that. We are seeing in 8 years, economically, a redefinition of our country much more to an aggressive socialist model.
Without question, Kevin. No, it's you're trying to move the one-sixth of the entire economy of the United States under government control, total dominant government control. That is as socialism as you get. I don't know anything more socialist than that. He also couldn't get Congress. He had to have some support from the standpoint of saying, yeah, there'll be competition and things like that,
right,
as if there was. But, you know, and people wanted to believe what they wanted to believe, that they were going to actually, that some magic fairy dust was going to drop on this thing and they wouldn't be, you know, really, it's cheaper. Cheaper for who? The individual that isn't working? It's not cheaper for society. It's more expensive for society. Slows down the economy and makes it even more difficult for the lower end person to improve their lot in life. That's really what socialism does of every kind. Whenever we centralize, what we do is we make sure from a centralized government perspective that only the big and the powerful can thrive. The small can't rise. That's really what it does.
Dave Petzo with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. You can catch Dave at Money Matters every Saturday from 8 to 10, Petzo Center, Petzo Financial. And coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about the economy, and we'll take a look at where we are economically. According to a new survey, America slips to 12th in economic freedom. Also, as we talked about a little on Saturday, China surpassing the U.S., but Dave Petzo has some details on that. We'll talk about that. And much more on ISIS. Could they start rivaling Shell and Exxon when it comes to supplying oil, gasoline, a terrorist group as a business entity? Dave Petzl will give you the insight and much, much more coming up.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
News about your money with our friend Dave Petzl here at 580KIDO. Let's talk a little bit more about some other things going on. What do you make of ISIS becoming an oil supplier? All of a sudden, they're flooding the market with $60 a barrel oil.
Yeah, well, they need money, and they have access to stolen oil. So they steal it and sell it, and anything you make off of that would be profitable. That obviously hurts their neighbors, so that won't make the other Middle Easterners very happy. It certainly doesn't hurt the overall world oil market. If that were to match their, of course, their goals, they would pull it off the market to do that. But at the same time, they need money. They need money to, buy saws and cut people's heads off, apparently. They need more money to do that.
So when we're taking a look at this, does this have any impact on why oil prices are going down, thankfully? But why do you think oil prices are going down?
Kevin, there's actually a glut of oil in the world, in spite of the best efforts of this administration. And I really mean that. I know it's real easy to roll your eyes and say, there he goes again. He's just bashing Obama. There's never been a president that is more anti-business than this one in my lifetime. It makes Carter look very, very right-wing. But worse than that, he's gone against the unions and everybody else that wants to build pipelines and become self-sufficient, energy self-sufficient. It goes against what the military would like. It goes against common sense. Natural gas would have been a phenomenal, will be, once we get rid of this guy, it will be a tremendous bridge fuel. It's very, very clean burning. And we'll clean up the cities as we run our cars on natural gas, waiting for the ability for cars to run on windmills, apparently. That's what we're looking at, or solar power or what have you. But we, in spite of all his best efforts to not drill in this country on private land, we are becoming quickly, because of technology, quickly becoming completely energy independent. This is causing a tremendous new supply of oil in the world. And with that technology, they're finding more available resources everywhere in the world, Kevin, everywhere using this technology. So there's literally a glut of oil in the world. And with global growth slowing down, it's not going to be absorbed anytime soon. So I don't see oil prices rising dramatically, nor actually falling very much from here. It costs too much to get it out of the ground.
Dave Petzo with us. So we have a new report out saying that China has passed us as the number one economy in the world, and a new survey saying America has slipped to 12th in economic freedom.
Yeah, that makes sense. We have the highest tax rate in the world, corporate tax rate. We are trying to act as un-American as we have in the past with this all of the crony capitalism that this administration has promoted. Rather than good ideas getting the funding, it's if you are politically connected, you get funding. There's that is a very, very anti-business. It's a corrupt system. Flat out, it's corrupt. Just because it's legal doesn't make it lacking in corruption. If you are not connected, you do not get money. If you are connected, you do. That does not give the money to the best projects. And that's what the fundamental core of capitalism is, that the money goes to the best ideas, and we have creative destruction ongoing, and we just continue that process, and you would get very rapid growth out of it. So a very, very, very big problem.
The administration, though, however, Dave Petzo, will be saying that, look, we may have the highest tax rate, but that doesn't include deductions that you're going to get here that you're not going to get in Ireland or somewhere else. Do you buy that we have more business deductions, so therefore we are more competitive?
No, we have more complexity. So if you want to hire more accountants that produce zero, there's a possibility you could lower your tax bill to a more reasonable level. You can hide money in various non-economically effective ways, which again slows down the economy and slows down your company, but maybe makes sense on a after-tax basis. Our tax code is complicated. There's well over a million words. It's not just a rounded-off number. Well over a million words. It's indecipherable. Every accountant that looks at it will want to make a change to it. The IRS can't follow it, and they will do nothing about it. So we've become less and less competitive. And thus, if people think that it really is all about the deductions and things like that, then why are all these corporations doing these tax inversions out there, and they want to move the domicile outside the United States? If it's really, all in the end, it really doesn't matter. All in the end, it really does matter, or companies wouldn't be trying to move, and they are trying to move outside of the United States, as are individuals.
What's the impact on our economy if that happens?
It's already, we're losing billions of dollars in tax revenue, and eventually these corporations will be making their homes elsewhere, and the innovation and creation that we once just, we evolve everything, we create everything beautiful in the world, that's what Americans do, and that will go away, completely go away.
Dave Petzo with us here at 580KIDO. A couple more thoughts. It wasn't a good week for Micron.
It was not a good week for Micron. It was a terrible week for Micron. Off 16% this week, all because Microchip Technology warned that their earnings weren't going to be very good. Now, Microchip Technology does not do DRAM. They don't do memory chips. So I find it an interesting move in the market, baby out with the bathwater. And I think the investors here have really overreacted to that news.
And speaking of technology, this week Apple will unveil the new iPad. And you and I were talking about the Kindle Fire, mm-hmm. where through Amazon that you get, and I'm an Apple guy, but I'm kind of drawn to this thing because you get the person that helps you, number one. But if you're a member of Amazon Prime, which is like $2 a month or something like that, you get unlimited access to all these movies for free. Mm-hmm. And unlike the iPad, you can download those. So, I mean, are we seeing a shift in technology, not from the device itself, but because of what you can get? You know, instead of buying something from the iStore, you can hook up with Amazon. How do you see this playing out this week?
I think that Amazon and many other companies are going to be taking chips out of Apple's dominant position. But the ecosystem that Apple has is very, very dominant. So a few chips, they can survive. Over time, Kevin, I'm not sure how this all plays out. Does Apple have an answer in a year or two? Like they did with the iPhone 6, right? It's a bigger screen. Everybody's happy again. Now us older people, we can see, and we're happy with the new Apple. And Samsung looks like they're falling behind, right? So this swings back and forth. Apple still is dominant. dominant. They have that whole ecosystem there, the iCloud, and you can drop it into any of yours. You can play music on anything. I still think they are going to more than survive Amazon's poke, but it shows you how technology changes and moves all the time, and whoever's in the lead today won't be tomorrow.
Except you, Dave Petzl. You're always in the lead.
Well, that's a little generous.
Well, you know,
I'll take it today, Kevin. It's a Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate it.
Anything we should be looking out for this week, sir?
Continued volatility, but watch the earnings reports. We're really starting into earnings this week.
You get excited about those, I can tell.
I'm glad to have some new news besides geopolitical to sit around and look at, because there's nothing good going on in the world. Let's hope that the corporate news individually is solid, and I think it will be.
Our great friend Dave Petzl. So how many years here?
On air? 25.
Yeah. 25 years. 25. Now that's your what, silver anniversary? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your silver. Are you doing anything special?
No, I think you guys are going to get me a whole silverware set.
We're going to get you, instead of a gold microphone, a silver microphone.
I like it. Yeah. I'll take the silver. I'll take the silver.
Well, I hear that's how you should plan your retirement, with silver and gold.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, you know me with that. Dave, precious metals.
Dave Petzl, Petzl Financial. Check him out today. 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
538, welcome to the Manly Man segment. Kevin Miller in the morning. Dave Burnett with us here at 580 KIDO. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
So here we are, another day of action, adventure, excitement, and I'm trying to think of the good news. We've got Ebola running wild. We've got gay marriage possibly ready to happen in Ada County, 10 o'clock tomorrow, and we've got in-depth team coverage of both cases, it seems, from our friends in the media.
We have friends in the media? That's breaking news.
Not after this segment.
Oh, it'll be the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, evidently they're all set sometime Wednesday morning to start down the courthouse, issuing the licenses, and the gay marriages will get underway.
Unless the governor, who will be at a big debate tonight on television, will once again ask for another stay, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think, you know, probably beginning to run out of those in the court, but we'll see. That could be a possibility.
I know. I don't know what the local folks will do after this, because this is obviously the most important story that has ever happened since Bo Bergdahl, because we see everybody at the Ada County Courthouse. Why? I don't know. Is anybody getting married at 5 in the morning? Nope. Just sitting there kind of hanging out.
Yeah, it's closed at 5 in the morning, by the way, in case you're planning on doing any transactions. Not open at 5 in the morning.
In case you were looking to get the first jump on the nuptials, that won't happen until, what, 8 o'clock, I guess?
Yeah, I told my wife, I said, you know, that'd be, you know, if you had to do business down at the courthouse, you're going down to get a building permit or something, you have to walk through all that, and all of a sudden you're caught on camera. Oh, wait, nope. You know, wear a Groucho Marx disguise, I guess.
Well, or you could be like those folks in California where you have the clown running wild. You hear about that?
Yes, but I think they arrested the guy. Kind of creepy. Pictures of him on Facebook sitting on, you know, a park bench with balloons.
What's the matter with the clown?
Clowns are creepy. I've always had issues with clowns, even before,
oh, really?
You know, even before, was it It or Thing or whatever it was, the Stephen King movie. I've always had, it just kind of, you know, if you woke up in the middle of the night and there was a clown standing at the end of your bed,
right,
that'd creep you out, wouldn't it?
Well, listening to George Norrie and the Shadow People creep me out, so.
Good point. Good point there, Kevin.
Oh, I mean, you know, you're right about that, but I know a lot of people. I ran into somebody this weekend that just terrified of the clowns. I have a friend of mine who, he's about, what, 45? He hates the clowns. So, you know, sometimes I'll just send him a picture of a clown.
That's nice.
Well, what's wrong? I mean, everybody loves a clown. Look, what was it, Gacy that said that? Everybody loves a clown?
Yeah, William Gacy, what's his name, the serial killer?
Yep. Wasn't it John Wayne Gacy, was it?
I want to say it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Picking on poor John Wayne.
No, I mean, everybody loves a clown. And, I'm very suspicious of people that don't like the clowns. I mean, here this guy is. He's running around California with a knife. What's the big deal about that?
Well, you know what? Because he's dressed like a clown, the guy found a way of getting attention. You know, above and beyond just being a little thug. I'm dressed like a clown. That'll get some attention. That'll creep some people out.
Well, that's what it's about today, though, getting attention.
Well, sure. You got to get your 15 minutes of attention. Think of all the people that were in the headlines, got 15 minutes of attention, and today we can't even remember. What was her name again?
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, we'll never forget Monica. That was worth more than 15 minutes.
Monica Lewinsky. In fact, they're releasing papers on how they handled Monica Lewinsky.
How the White House did?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's been 15 years or 20 years or something like that.
Oh, so freedom of information coming into effect then.
Apparently, the Clintons getting ready to inoculate themselves for another run. So that's what we're looking at there.
So it's time to smear her? Is that the deal?
I don't know. They just kind of went over some of the, strategies that they had, whether she was believable. You hear President Clinton talking about the right-wing media, his contempt for it, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, Ebola's running wild. I have a question for you about that. And I don't know anything. Maybe you have more knowledge in the medical field than I do.
Of course, yes. I'm a doctor.
I know. They said they wanted to keep the staff treating the guy from Africa with, a minimal staff. And evidently there was 70 staffers working on it. Is that a lot? That seems like a lot of medical staffers.
I'm going to say something provocative here this morning at 580KIDO, and these aren't the comments of Dave Burnett.
Okay.
Aren't the comments of Idaho's first radio station, aren't the comments of our parent company, Town Square Media. We're a nation of liars. We're liars. I mean, it was revealed yesterday, we don't know how to handle Ebola. Remember that clip? We don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to do this. Here you have this poor nurse, young, beautiful woman. And by the way, they haven't killed her dog yet, which is great, who was doing the right things. And now they don't even know the proper procedures. And I'm watching the news last night, and they go, well, we've gone to local hospitals, and they have a special room with a bathroom, so we can quarantine people in the bathroom. So we're ready for Ebola here in the Treasure Valley. No, we're not. Nobody's ready for this. The president, remember, it'll never happen here.
Yeah.
We're going to send the troops over. Why? So we can infect more people? I mean, how they handled disease in the past? You shut the borders, you quarantine it. Do we really need those folks coming over?
Sorry. Basically, that is the way they did it. They'd shut off the borders and go in after several weeks, and when everyone is dead, they get a bulldozer and clean it up.
Yeah, but I mean, and we're not advocating that, but we are advocating the idea that here you have this nurse that was following the procedures, allegedly, and the procedures didn't protect her. And now we're going, well, we really don't know what the uniform procedures are for Ebola.
How would you like to be a healthcare worker now? Because I have to, you have to give a tip of the hat to those healthcare workers that volunteer in situations. I have a daughter who's in the healthcare industry, and I often think about, you got sick people around you all the time. And I'm not talking Ebola. I'm just talking the flu or this or that or the other. That's tough. That's a tough industry.
Right. Well, healthcare, that's where the growth is. A lot of people are doing well. You go to the emergency room some nights, I won't say which hospital, and you'll hang out with those folks, and most of them are kind of goofing off online. They're very proficient with what they do, but they don't have a fear of losing their job like us because they're highly trained and they're doing well. Yeah. Now, on the other hand, you have to deal with life-saving situations and the like, and you have to know your stuff, but you master that. And here's the other thing, and this happens, unfortunately. We've had cases here where people go in for a knee surgery and they die. Because of, we forgot something, or somebody got an infection.
Yeah.
Highly stressful, though. But getting back to just our original thought here, let's take a listen to what some folks are saying about Ebola here at 580KIDO.
We're seeing that caregivers who are not being adequately trained are being blamed.
Yeah, in addition to that.
We cannot blame the healthcare providers who are on the front lines, who are risking their lives to provide care for patients, and who are then faced with possible infection themselves.
Yeah, they're not trained. They've asked for training. And what really gets me is you have David Axelrod calling Joe Scarborough, Dr. Scarborough, look, don't get excited about this. We've had West Nile. We've had all these other things. We'll be fine. And then you have the press trying to protect the president, turning on people for being rightly concerned about this.
Well, I think there is a degree of truth. We have dealt with these in the past. I guess what it is for me, I just don't know how much we can trust anymore. My trust has been broken. I think when you come back to your statement, we are a nation of liars. Mm. My trust has been broken in so many things that I just don't know. I just don't know what I can believe anymore.
That's the title of my new bestseller, Nation of Liars, An Optimist View of Life in America Today.
You know, you're told everything's good this way. Oh, wait, no, look, we had cheating in the elections. What? We had, you know, this going on here. We had that there. We, you know, it's, I don't know. It is very disheartening, Mr. Miller.
It is, but going back to We're a Nation of Liars, an optimist view of life in America today, I thought that was a pretty catchy title, by the way.
So all you got to do now is come up with the content for the book?
Oh, I've already got the content. Let's take a look at all the people that were promised jobs at, what, the Idaho Exchange or the Federal Exchange. What was it called? Over by HP Maximus. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all these jobs turned into pink slips 6 months later.
Sure, because they were all done calling the call center.
But and when they were there, and I have several people that work there that would tell me these things, you would, you know, if you messed up a little, they would get you. And the call volume didn't warn all these people, but you had people actually moving in from other parts of the country because they were promised or they believed that this was a secure job because everybody's going to need the exchange. Hence my premise, we're a nation of liars. You take a look at other issues, you know, nobody holds anybody accountable anymore. Well, we don't shame them. We make a mistake and we move on. But, I mean, we're talking about people's lives here.
How about shovel-ready jobs? Those were great.
And, you know, unfortunately, that would really help the economy where you'd have people rebuilding, expanding the interstate highway system. And he joked about that. Well, they weren't ready. And now if you and I talk about that, well, you're just hating on Obama. I'm just telling the truth. So I think a lot of people, trust has been taken away. Take a look at what we were talking about off the air. Look, one of the people that I don't know how she would do today, and she ran because of what's happening in commercial radio. She's on satellite radio, and nobody ever hears from her anymore. Dr. Laura, I'm just wondering how her act would play today.
Oh, she would be considered archaic because she has traditional values.
Would she? Perhaps it would be refreshing. Perhaps it's the silent majority would come back and save the day.
I'm just saying the way that the general media right now would view her is just archaic.
Right.
Because she had traditional values. She believed in traditional marriage. She believed in, you know, not shacking up. She believed in, you know, you're committed to your kid till that kid's raised. You're committed to that kid. You don't even date until that kid's raised.
Right.
Yeah, that would fly today.
Well, you need something because people have, you know, the millennials are the biggest generation ever. We're surpassing the baby boomers. And they're so big you can't ignore. They're so big that they're actually making people conform to their ways. And they've redefined the social mores, the social values of America today. Less judgment. Let's smoke dope. Let's vote for Obama.
You know, I sit, and we've talked about this on the air before, but the Jack in a Box chains with their whole ads geared toward pot smokers, and how you when that first came out, it was like, oh my goodness, this whole ad is geared toward pot smokers and the munchies late at night cravings. Now, I don't even notice the ads. It's got me numb to it.
Well, not to be confused, and we see the local media with the same-sex couples kissing on local Idaho television. And I see that, and I go, ugh. But it's become almost the norm. And again, instead of reporting the news, they're promoting an agenda, whether they agree with it or not. You know, as I've said with the local media here, we have a woman imprisoned who has not been allowed to speak to her husband. We have a woman imprisoned who spoke out in a meeting. Our friend Alma, the anti-fracker, has not been allowed to talk to anybody. Apparently, she talked to John Bujak yesterday. And we're covering ISIS. Yeah, that has a real local hook. And we're covering the same-sex couples. And then I hear the promos, where the news counts. We're there for you. Well, you know, I'm shuffling papers, and I'm on the story. You are?
So are you aware of any local TV news media that's on the Alma story at all?
No, nobody is.
Not a one? Not even the paper?
No. The Argus, whatchamacallit is?
Mm-hmm. Ontario newspaper.
Right. The Ontario newspaper covered that, I think, on Saturday. But back to these things. We're on your side. We've got the Truth Squad. We're doing this. We're doing that. Hey, I called Channel Goofiness, and they took care of me. Okay, here's a story in Payette County. the county commissioners. Here you have a woman who is in jail. The video is available on Facebook, on our website, everywhere. And these dopes aren't picking it up. Now, then don't tell me this is where the news counts and we're this and that. No, it isn't. It isn't. I'm thinking to myself, this could be a difference maker. And as I said before, and we have an Alma update at 580kido.com, somebody needs to be an adult here. Okay, you proved your point. You imprison the grandmother. You imprison the wife. You imprison the mom. Boy, you showed her, all right. She'll never speak out in a meeting when she's trying to find out who's saying truths or untruths about her. You took it to her, guys.
So just to
good
catch,
job.
Just to catch people up, anyone who did not know perhaps had yesterday off, Alma, who is an anti-fracker, whether you agree or disagree with her stance, she spoke out in a meeting and was arrested. What day was she arrested?
I believe that was Thursday night.
And she's been in jail ever since.
Yeah.
Because, well, it was a holiday yesterday, so there was no courts open.
Right.
And so she's still in jail as of this morning. She's still in jail.
Right.
Just for speaking out at a public hearing.
Right. They asked her to be quiet, and they said, haul her away.
Which is something to be aware of, whether you agree with all what Alma says about fracking or whether you disagree with her, which many people do, because that could happen to either side.
Well, I just want to know who's behind this. A lot of powerful interest. It seems to me, though, that there's a lack of common sense with those folks. Okay.
What time you get talking to her husband?
6:30.
Because I got to do traffic. I just want to promote that so people hear it at 6:30. Because it's an amazing story when you think about it. Whether you agree or disagree with it.
I just wonder where the news is, where the news comes first. Apparently not.
I think they're down with socks and McDonald's or something. Traffic now as you're coming out of camp.
And don't forget to join us this Friday. We're going to be at Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road, celebrating over 5 years of being with you each and every morning. We would love to see you there. Stop by, have a little biscuit, and talk with us on the air. That's this Friday, Eagle Road, Chick-fil-A from 5 to 9. We look forward to seeing you.